Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Greetings, listener dear. Tis I, Tom.
And it's me, Ben.
Oh. And it's me, Matthew. Sorry we didn't do the tis eyes along with it.
Ah, it really souls me down the river when that happens.
Yeah.
So I'm the tis eye guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's the reason we didn't do it. You understand?
Is this an intervention?
Yeah.
Well, tis listener dear, and that's the problem.
Oh, it's their fault.
Yes, I've really passed the
You've
buck.
Really thrown listener dear under the bus. Hello, listener dear. Welcome to another fantastic episode of Pappy's Flatshare Beef Brothers Cold Cuts.
How'd you like your beef?
I like mine with a kiss.
Oh. No one expected
Clarky to expect it to be cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
How well, do I mean, you like your beef in the morning?
Cold and cut.
Oh, wow. I think you might have cut yourself there, actually.
Yeah, that was intense.
Did you shift yourself during that?
So, we've got a great guest this week.
Oh, yes. It's Celeste Dring from the double act sketch comedy... I don't see a double act sketch comedy duo, do I? I started with double act. That was my problem.
There it is.
The sketch comedy double act, Lazy Susan, who are absolutely amazing.
And peerless.
You can hear them on Radio 4 at the moment with a show called the East Coast Listing Post. They're brilliant. We had a really fun time with Celeste.
Oh, this is a banger.
This is an absolute banger. We solved some beefs. We brought some home truths home to roost for some couples. It was quite intense. And actually, I think as well, Matt, if you're listening, keep listening because we have solved your problem.
Yes.
For definite.
Oof.
Your Edinburgh flat share problem. We have solved it for definite and that is final.
Have a listen. Listen at ears. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef brothers sorting out your beef.
Cold cuts.
Let's get started.
Wallop.
Wallop, mate. Well, what an introduction to our guest today. We've got Celeste Dring here.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for coming on the show.
Wallop. The old catchphrase.
Yep. We're trying. Well, it's the brand new catchphrase. It's only just we're trying out a new catchphrase every show.
Just wallop on its own.
Wallop. I like it.
It's elongated, isn't it?
It sounds like a person the way you're saying it.
Wallop, you scoundrel.
Yes.
Well, that's it. At the end of the show, we'll decide who's the wallop.
Great.
Oh, how about that? Right.
Who's the wallop of the week?
Who's the wallop of the week?
That sounds kind. Oh,
it's almost certainly going to be me, isn't it?
Clarky, you wallop.
Clarky, you absolute wallop. Wallop.
Right. Celeste, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, pleasure.
And can I ask you, you're a flatmate.
I am.
Are you a good flatmate?
It's hesitation. Yeah. I'm giving myself away.
I think we all know the answer.
Bit of a wallop.
Bit of a wallop.
No, I think I am quite a good flatmate, actually. And hatmate.
You share the hats with the person that you live with. Yeah, can you stop wearing the hats, please?
I'm trying to make hatmates a thing. And
like the idea of hatmates.
Hatmates would be a great podcast. Everyone brings in a hat. Okay, I've lost faith in this.
No, Tom, please.
Guys,
I've got stakes in it.
I can tell you now, Tom is on the leaderboard to be top wallop of the show.
He shot up the leaderboard.
He shot up the leaderboard.
I love it.
Hatmates is not a thing. So, you've got hats. You're a good mate.
Yeah. I'm pretty boring. I'm quite clean.
Keep yourself to yourself.
Yeah, I would say. I can chat for a bit too long. Sometimes.
How long is too long? Because we enjoy meandering chat. That's basically our podcast.
Yeah. Well, this is my target audience. Do you guys want
to? We didn't invite you
together?
On, did we? You just turned up to
yeah,
chat.
Yeah, just hang around. Wait for an opportunity.
Do you chat at the right times of day?
This is what I worry about. I was just trying
to picture if we were at breakfast together, I might find it a bit much.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
And I can imagine you're right there at breakfast going like, here we go.
No, do you know what? I'm not like chatty in the obvious sense of like high energy. None of the positives of, you know, high energy and it's dark chat too early.
Bit of early morning chat.
That's my podcast actually. dark chat. Oh, just with myself.
You don't record it or anything, do you?
No.
Just lock yourself in a wardrobe, start talking.
No, it's literally pointless.
See how it goes. Chat.
No, I'm also a faffer. So sometimes I'm like, there's just awkward things where I'm like, oh, have a great day, see you later. And then I come back to the house about five times.
Right,
you know, and that's a bit awkward,
I guess. My brother does that. So hard to get off the phone.
Yeah.
It's like,
I saw you the other day talking on the phone to your brother. And
he only rings as well. He's like, oh, I can't text. I hate texting. So you text him something and he's like, he always tries to ring you.
I can't.
I hate
abide
texting.
This.
Grow up. I hate texting.
There's a reason why we have texts and they're brilliant.
That's it.
I've got a family member like that who calls me, you know, twice a day and just say one thing. And it's like, that's a text. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Tom, is that your new wife? Because if it is, that's allowed. That's okay.
I think you may have hit a nerve there. Let's move straight on. I will say one thing. The thing I don't like now on the is people who do the voice memo on WhatsApp and think that's acceptable.
Oh, I don't
want to name names, but Lou Sanders.
You don't want to name names, but it's a mystery that is. So Lou Sanders is a big fan of the voice.
I think it's for the spontaneous person. But and she that's often her says, brand.
I can't do this because I'm driving. And you're like, that's not good.
That's not better.
Pull over and then, you know, then send me the message. But I don't, because you still have to listen to it then. And that requires either putting your headphones in, connecting to the Bluetooth.
It's a weird halfway house of not a chat, but not a text.
Yeah.
It's a voicemail.
It's also quite final, unless you're going to leave a voicemail yourself and then they're going to leave you a voicemail back and then a voice memo, which, I mean, I don't understand it.
Like, what's the etiquette? Am I uptight if I don't leave a, you know, funny voice note back?
But I sometimes think that
I've got dark chat to be doing. You know?
You've got this dark chat. Yeah. It's burning a hole in your pocket.
I think sometimes there's a little bit of middle ground where, you know, texts are like short, concise bits of information, aren't they just?
This is what you'll find out.
You're the glue of pappies. That's the mediator.
That's what I'm here for.
He's addicted to glue.
But still, they call me an absolute wallop. And it's not fair.
Hey, Tom is all wallop at the moment.
I love it. And then a call is like, you know, there needs to be a back and forth. But sometimes if you've just got a bit too much info, you're just like, this would be quicker if I just, you know, blab it out.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough.
I suppose it's how someone's using it.
I've got nothing wrong with sending a really long, like several thumb scrolls up long text message. And then someone just giving me an emoji afterwards. I don't feel bad about that at all. As long as I've got all my information. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that's basically how I communicate with the two of you.
Our relationship.
As long as I know it's been seen, fine. I don't care.
Oh, I don't look at it.
Just fire
just
off an emoji
and give you the upside down face, because I mean that could mean anything.
You're a big fan of the upside down face.
You think that emoji means I can't read, don't you?
Phone wrong way up, can't see it.
I'm standing on my head. Send me a voice memo
halfway through yoga.
Right, shall we start with yours?
We'll crack away.
Yours is from Dan, the first beef.
And this is from Dan.
Front names only, please.
Okay, I'm struggling to read a little bit of it, but you can probably help me.
Sure.
Okay.
If you struggle to read, just send the upside down
face emoji. Yeah, got you. So this says, I came home to find my peanut butter had a large hole, dick-shaped, some might say.
Whoa, it's gone dark early. Dark chat.
This is classic dark chat.
Yeah, I've actually slipped this one in myself.
What, into the peanut butter?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I think it says, yes, a dick-shaped hole we're talking, in the middle of it.
Right, okay.
My flatmates refused to say what happened.
Okay, brutal.
Okay, Dan.
Horrible.
Right. The big question first. Crunchy or smooth?
It's got to be.
It's the question. It's on the tip of everybody's, well, you know.
Because if it's smooth.
Smooth.
I think we have our answer quite quickly. But if it's crunchy, what's happening there?
What are you up to if you...
Who's after the crunchy texture?
Do you think the same people that have smooth orange juice also have smooth peanut butter?
Yes.
This is a great
good
thing.
Point.
Yeah, this is a good question.
I listen to Smooth FM.
Orange juice with bits, I prefer.
Yeah.
And
that means like having an orange juice and then having sex in Love Island.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I get myself in a hammock.
Yeah.
There's a babe. There's some sort of interchangeable babe in there as well. Mm-hmm. Are you watching Love Island, by the way?
Oh, do you know what? I really tried not to, and then I'm back in an absolute sucker.
I absolutely love it.
Crosby, we have to keep him off this because he keeps trying to swerve this podcast into a Love Island podcast.
I'd like to be doing a Love Island podcast.
This is not what
two
this podcast is.
Two of us do not watch it.
I've contacted all my...
Two of us do.
So you're crunchy orange juice...
Not crunchy orange juice. If your orange juice is crunchy, then you've got to chuck that away, mate.
Peanut butter
bits. Bits in your orange juice, crunch in your peanut butter.
Absolutely. I like a little bit of extra.
I'm the same on both.
Thank you very much, Clarkie. Dring, where do you stand?
Oh, yeah, crunchy and bits on both.
Crunchy on both. Now, here we go.
Full house, guys.
Full house.
Oh, is it? Oh! With us, we like to grab life by the balls.
Okay, now I'm going to change the question. If you're fucking that orange juice, smooth... Or bits in.
Totally different. If it's getting into the bedroom, you want your food to be smooth.
You want your food to be smooth.
Right?
I think that's double standards. I think you've got to accept the orange juice that you have in the kitchen as the orange juice you have in the bedroom.
If it's going in the mouth crunchy, you've got to take the butt crunchy as well.
You've got to take the rough with the smooth.
Bits in the street, bits in the bed.
Up the butt crunchy.
Got to go. Have you ever had a...
If you ever
had that Friday feeling,
I'm so excited. I don't think.
Well, that's
at all. Okay.
when you were reading out the. Reading out the bit.
Can I just interrupt you there, please? Tom is doing the most vile hand gesture.
Yeah, I'm looking around to the producer for help.
So this is what I wanted to talk about, because as Tring was reading, I had an idea and did a gesture that Emma picked up on and looked quite horrified at me, and she still looks like she's recovering.
Okay, so it's two fingers like you're making a gun.
Two fingers like you're making a gun.
A handgun.
And then like you're holding a jar, and then you're jamming your fingers into the hole.
You know what I find grossest about this? You're not doing this, right? You're
There's
not
a bit
putting,
of a turn.
You're giving it a twist as you put the fingers so, in. But the twist is going
this
in.
Is my this is why I'm going through this. In my defence.
Yeah.
Like the gesture.
Is that how the hole got there?
This is what I'm thinking, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I think's happened. So I think it's actually better than...
Okay, so you're thinking it's fingers rather than dick.
Because the terrible situation is a guy's put his dick into the peanut butter.
I have to say, I don't think this reflects brilliantly on Dan to see like an ambiguous hole in a food substance and be like, a dick's been in there.
He thinks it's a dick, man.
That's a very good point.
Dick in the jar. Like, I think...
I can't believe it.
I was just thinking, if I want to have some quick peanut butter, I'm not saying this is right, but it happens.
Yeah.
Where you just go in with your fingers, out you come.
Please stop making the gesture.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, the gesture's not good.
Do you not own a small spoon?
I can honestly say I've never put my fingers in a peanut butter jar.
I don't think I've ever put my fingers in any jar.
Whoa, you poor bastard.
I always go... I like to... sometimes come home and eat like two spoons of almond butter or something like that, or two spoons of peanut butter.
Oh, come on, Matthew. Little priest. Sometimes I might allow myself to have... Why did you specify almond, you choir boy?
For fun, I like to run through a wheat field.
Just a couple of spoons of almond butter will set
me up. As the wheat field.
That will set me up all day Sunday.
That will... For my sermons. My sermons I have to give. Yeah. All right, sometimes I think the reason almond butter is because...
It's ethically sourced.
It's less...
It's not actually. Almonds are very bad.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
Almond milk is the least environmentally friendly.
Yeah, man.
Oof,
fuck the planet.
Fleabag too. Here we go.
Naughty priest. Naughty priest with his fingers in the peanut butter.
No spoilers, please.
I read a really good opinion about that scene in Fleabag 2. This is a spoiler. But
okay, spoiler alert.
The sexy scene where she's in confession and he says kneel.
I found that quite upsetting,
actually. Well, someone made a really good point, which is the last thing she says to him before that moment is, "What's your real name, father?" And he says, "Kneel." And she kneels. And someone was saying, they genuinely think his name's Neil. And she misreads that. and kneels, and then that's where he goes right into it. Which actually I think makes it really funny.
That is a really funny scene.
There'd be a really good joke there that they didn't have, which is like,
well, do tell Phoebe that she's missed a little opportunity there.
No, I just want to say, like, she's
it was good,
right,
Phoebe. It was very good.
I have got notes.
Tom, it's killing Eve, not killing Steve, all right? So that's good. It's a good note, though, isn't it? That's interesting.
Well, I think she might have meant it.
I think she may have meant it.
It's an Easter egg.
Mm.
It's a little Easter egg for when I watch it again.
Do you like your Easter eggs crunchy?
No.
No.
No, thank you. So I was going to say...
Quick question.
Yes, okay.
Do you like it when your Easter eggs are tailored to the thing that they come with? So like if it's a Ferrero Rocher Easter egg, then the large egg is like Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, hold on. I don't think I've ever had that.
Have you not?
I would like that.
Oh, Ben.
They're out there, Ben.
Ben, here you go. Here's a tub of almond butter. You can
only because I'm too busy putting my dick in it.
Ben,
so
when
I don't
was the last time you left this room?
Have you never seen that before? You've never seen like they've got little bits of whatever the chalk might be.
Yeah.
Oh wow. I'd love that.
I mean, I think whichever way, there's no dressing it up. That is a self-destructive amount of chocolate. It's an act of self-harm.
To eat chocolate? To eat an Easter egg?
Like a whole egg alone.
I've been trying to talk about this on stage, but It's not got much traction.
Well, right. let's talk about it now.
How much chocolate is an Easter egg?
Well, you just look at the weight, don't you? That's what I normally do.
So, but what's the answer?
It's normally like a big bar. It's normally like a pound bar's worth of Easter egg, which isn't actually that much.
A pound is in weight or a pound is
It's in pound is in price. You know how they have like the 99p bars, which are normally like...
You get it...
Bigger than a normal.
Mm. Like a rectangle.
But not ridiculous.
Like what other shape would a chocolate bar be coming
in? Yeah. like a bar, like a Yorkie bar.
Yeah.
Or but like when you get your dairy milks and they go up to a, you know, like a bigger, like a rect...
Oh, okay. So you're saying that a bar is more... Well, no, a bar is still a rectangle, but I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Like, is it like...
Like a house bricks.
Are we talking about like two cubes across or say three or four cubes across?
I think once you get to four cubes across, you're out of bar territory.
Right.
And into rectangle territory. Whereas when you're on...
I can't believe this doesn't do well on stage, mate.
When you're on one or two, that's a bar. But then you get into rectangles.
Phoebe, for Fleabag 3, got a great little...
I've got something you can talk about.
It's going to be Say the Confectioners.
Oh, my God.
It's basically Charlie and the Chocolate Factory meets Fleabag.
And he's going to say, hi, Charlie, and he's going to serve him up some Coke, and he's going to be like, no.
My name's Charlie.
Yeah.
So I think, actually, to go back to your fingering point, Tom...
Bless you.
I think you're onto something.
Thank you.
I'm going to say something here.
First time my fingering's ever been commended.
I'm going to say something here, which might paint me in a not fantastic light. Mm-hmm. But I reckon if I was to get a fresh jar of peanut butter and go fingers first, whoomph, into it, I could get up to the knuckle.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight. I've just seen two of you now.
Right, I could get up to the knuckle. Pretty comfortably.
Pretty easily.
Whereas if I were to do it with my erect penis,
I'm going to mime that one.
I don't think my penis has got the
What's the motivation
rigidity,
as well? What's which, the motivation?
Oh, it's got to be... No.
Is there a pet involved?
What?
I don't want to make it bleak.
Is there a pet involved?
Well, why else are you putting peanut butter on your dick?
I'm not... No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to take a short break.
I'm going to have a short breakdown.
Well, let's look at the motivation of this person.
No, they're fucking the peanut butter jar to make themselves cum.
Oh, my
what,
God.
What, and they're just... not... They're jizzing out of the jar?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Because they're a gentleman.
Do it on my lid.
They don't want to be making a little baby jar.
If there are loads of peanuts, if you come down, there are peanuts all over your kitchen. Who's been fucking the peanut butter again? Celeste, your thoughts?
So psychologically, I'm fully checked out there.
It's for the best. So, look, what's more likely? Your housemate is fucking your peanut butter, or your housemate is stealing some peanut butter in a... And let's not rule out the fact that a well-spooned jar
may
also have that effect.
Might read like a fingered jar.
Or a fucked jar.
Or a fucked jar.
Like, if the spoon is of the right size, a dessert spoon brought in, and with that twist action, which I think is pivotal now.
Yeah.
Well, it literally is pivotal.
can I just say, you boys are at the absolute top of your game.
Thank you.
I love it. Lovely bit of music.
If you pivot that jar and this spoon comes out, that may well... I bet I could... I'm not going to put a lot of money on this, but I bet with a spoon I could give you the look of a fuck jar.
Right, the only thing... Want to make that interesting?
I can give you the look of a fucked jar. That will stay with me forever.
They've got peanut butter at the studios. Sorry, I can't really breathe.
Okay, Tom, calm down, all right?
He's so excited.
Tom, calm down. I think Tom's got his anaphylactic shock.
I'm allergic to nuts.
We've
got three options. There's three of us. We get three jars.
Celeste is the judge.
The only seed of doubt in my mind.
Good call, change the subject.
is Dan saying my flatmates refused to say what happened?
That's a good point.
You know what? You make an excellent point there. Yeah.
So it suggests he's asked them and they've gone. They've really shut down.
But here's the thing: if Dan, because he's saying it's dick shaped, if Dan's immediate thought is someone's fucked the peanut butter, mm-hmm. right? And he comes out and goes, "Okay, which one of you three's fucked the peanut butter?" I think if I was living in that household, I'd go, let's all pretend that someone actually did fuck the peanut butter. Because
yeah,
Dan is
so
crackers.
Yeah.
And be secretive about it. Exactly.
Can't believe Dan's coming out as the villain of the piece.
Listen, you know what?
Dan can't believe that either.
I'm not going to... I refuse to kink shame.
I stand with Dan.
You stand with Dan, really?
I stand with Dan.
You stand by your Dan.
That's the hashtag.
You think it was a... you think it was a spoon with the impression of a fuck?
Yes.
Okay.
Steely Dan.
You optimist.
Taylor Steely Dan.
Steely Dan's peanut butter. Someone Steely Dan peanut butter. So what should Dan do? That's what we need to get to.
We've got to get to the
meat of the piece.
String, if you found yourself in this situation, what would be your solution?
Well, I'd say that Dan's got to work on his communication skills and his ability to sort of process conflict. He's either gone in hard. Matthew, the way your eyes lit up before you said
I was so delighted. I was genuinely so delighted.
Almost excited as Tom was about there being peanut butter in the building. I mean, I think there's two choices here. Just bury it, and I mean literally get the jar,
have a Viking funeral.
Yeah,
set fire to it.
Is peanut butter flammable?
Float it. I don't think it is. No,
there's only one way to find out. It's peanut butter in the studio.
Tom's using his molten hot penis to burn peanut butter.
So option one, bury the peanut.
Option one, bury the peanut butter,
and just let it go. And if you've got concerns about your peanut butter, just like keep it in your room like a weirdo.
Yep. Okay.
Or like try and talk to them, you know, in a non-confrontational way.
Try a bit of dark chat at breakfast.
Bit of dark chat at breakfast.
The other thing you can do is fight fire with fire and fuck their marmite.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's going to be a strong texture.
It's going to be a strong texture out. And a strong flavour, I think. It's going to be a strong smell for you.
Yeah, they're going to know who did that. No one's going to have to ask who's been fucking the marmite.
Why does your crotch smell like Bovril?
That's an open and shut closed beef case.
Why does your crotch smell like Bovril is our ultimate beef.
A new catchphrase?
Why does your crotch smell like Bovril? Oh my god, we don't give titles to these episodes, but if we did, why does your crotch smell like Bovril? So what are we saying? We're saying, Dan, either get over it or confront
third
them.
Third option, pop a drawing pin in the bottom of your peanut butter.
Or a chili.
Oh,
chili. Because if you put a chili there and no one fucks your peanut butter, you're not going to get... He's going to hit the bottom of that jar. He's going to give himself a drawing pin on toast. It's going to be brutal.
Dan, please don't do that. We don't want you to
don't
be joking
put
on
a drawing pin in your peanut butter.
Well, don't put a drawing pin in any of your food. Starting today, exactly. Tom, what do you think is your suggestion for him?
I think I'm a big fan of get everyone in, put the peanut butter on the table.
Poirot style. Love it.
Get everyone to get their boy out. Everyone put their things on the table. It's Cinderella. Okay. it's Cinderella, it's Poirot, it's Ready, Steady, Cook. It's great television.
Absolutely. So you just you say, okay, everyone, get your boy ready.
Get your boy ready.
Worry
or
a little bit.
Or your finger. Or your finger.
So stand there with your
finger. What's that?
Stand there with your gun fingers.
Get your gun fingers
and your chap out.
Exactly, because there's guys and girls. There could be guys or girls in this flat.
Absolutely.
So let's find
out. I think he's saying it's a dick shaped hole, so I think he's blaming the guys. But that's what I'm saying.
The missus could have gone in with the
missus.
The missus.
Christ. Oh, what happens inside that head?
I think you're getting a phone call from your wife, Tom.
You're such a fucking wallop.
So, you get there, it's Cinderella. Whoever the jar fits.
You must acquit. Beef solved.
Beef from the sorting, now you're beef solved.
Hello, everybody. This is Matthew from Pappy's. I'm joined, as always, by Ben.
Hello.
And Tom.
Yes, please. I am here.
And I can tell you now that they are drunk as skunks.
All because the
spoons of it. We're into the spoons of
because
it.
Because we've just recorded our drunk episode of House Meeting.
Maybe.
Which is just for the Patreon.
Pub meeting.
We've come up with the title after the episode. That's a shame.
If you would like to hear
Pub Meeting, then join our Patreon and you can hear that.
Yes, join the Patreon.
Today. You got
our listener dear bought us all our drinks. They sent them to our table.
Listeners,
we have
drunk drinks.
As we are straight to our word as well. There will be no drinks left behind apart from two glasses of milk.
But we will finish it, guys.
No, we're going to finish the milk as well. But listen, if you'd like to hear this, join our Patreon. Patreon.com/ Pappy's Flat Share. Tom, please stop doing that. This is not any kind of an advert. Our Patreon features loads of wonderful other extra bonus content.
You ordered this.
So I hope you enjoy it.
You've got it. You've got to listen to it. You can't just say do a drink episode and expect it to be all vanilla ice cream.
Okay,
he's got a bit of whiskey in your wine.
We've
got some sugar in your tea.
Okay.
What are all these questions that they're asking me?
I love you all. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We have one here from Yaroslav. He's written, pronounced Yaroslav, but it's spelt Jaroslaw.
Jaroslaw.
So he's done very well to tell me how to pronounce it.
I mean, you'd never have got Yaroslav from Jaroslaw, would
I would
you?
Have absolutely led in with Jaroslaw, but it's Yaroslav. So thank you very much, Yaroslav.
I think... am I right in thinking he's from Poland?
Well, he finishes the letter by saying, you have at least one fan from Poland. Me, if it wasn't clear enough. It's not really that significant. It is significant. But I thought you'd like to know that you're going continental, even if it's just one person.
Ah. Oh,
it's lovely to know.
Really like the cut of Yaroslaw.
I'd love to go continental.
Yaroslav.
Oh, Yaroslav.
Love the cut of Jaroslaw.
We've just lost our only Polish listener.
Okay, well what does Yaroslav say?
I don't know if is Yaroslav male or female? I don't know. Let's find out. My beef with my flatmate is that whatever he's doing, he's incredibly slow. What's worse, he usually interrupts my activities when he does anything. An example, I'm making a dinner in the kitchen that is really not big enough for two people to be in.
The kitchen or the... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In the dinner.
I think it's...
the kitchen or the dinner.
It's the kitchen.
Get out my cauldron!
That's when he decides to make brew some coffee for himself, saying that it will only take a second. It never does. Sometimes he'll even start preparing a sandwich, which takes even longer.
Well, but Yaroslav, you're making your dinner.
Yeah.
Surely you should be allowed. All he wants is a sandwich.
We continue.
Okay, sorry.
Well, he's not a morning person. But back when he had a job.
I lost this job.
There's so much frustration in the writing of this.
Absolutely.
It takes ages to make a coffee or a sandwich. So anyway, back when he had a job, he'd wake up at the same time as I did, around 6 a.m, and occupy either the toilet or the bathroom. The thing is, my job starts at 7 a.m, and his started at 11 a.m.
Oh,
he's once, getting up at 6 for an 11 a.m. yeah, job.
Once he was complaining about the bus fare during his daily commute, and I asked him, why didn't he just walk, as it's really close? He said that it's because he would always be late. It takes 15 minutes to get there. How do I solve this beef?
Oh.
Cheers, Yaroslav.
Well, thanks, cheers, Yaroslav. Thanks, Yaroslav.
Cheers to you, Yaroslav.
Cheers to you, Yaroslav. And I don't know whether it was Tom's reading or whether it was just the words themselves, but I can tell you're ground down.
Yeah, that it's yeah. What this sounds like is the end of a relationship.
This is a tether that is very, very close to the end.
Yes, the tether is worn.
We've talked about this before.
We've all been here.
We've all been here with friendships. We're still doing a podcast, but yes, that end of the tether point is in my rearview mirror, so far back. But yeah, so. Well, what's the solution when you've got yourself someone who's can you say to somebody you're a very slow person? I feel like that's too hard a thing to broach, isn't it?
I think you can. It's certainly been said to me, and and it's definitely true as well.
Yeah,
I'm slow.
I'm crazy slow at doing stuff, and you know, poor Megan gets very, very frustrated with it, and I get it
as well.
I'm like,
is that Megan?
it's Tom Megan in a lot of ways. Yes,
I think we're similarly, I've lived with you,
yeah,
and we felt those frustrations but I think that's because we're at different paces, and I think that's what's going on here. I don't think you should ask someone to change.
Yes,
I don't think Yaroslav should ask this person to change because they are who they are.
Unless he every time he makes that coffee, Yaroslav just pops in a little teaspoonful of speed. slowly working him up to a reasonable pace.
Spiking.
A little bit of spiking.
Encouraging.
Nothing wrong with a little spiking.
Is that what you've been doing to us?
Yeah, that's right.
You get Clarky here on time.
I've sped Clarky up, I've slowed you down.
Ritalin.
One
really
time I got the coffees round the wrong way, it was the worst day of my life.
That Ritalin's really taking effect. Stop putting in coffee, because
the coffee's a mistake.
They just balance each other right out. And
you're still
really
working it out.
I have a really blessed high.
It's a really blessed high, guys.
Just in Cafe Nero.
A blessed high in Cafe Nero.
A blessed high.
Parry came back from Glastonbury 3 days ago, and he's still... You're still in the stone circle, aren't
still
you?
Still there, mate.
Still on a blessed high there. Still there with the bloody druids.
That's kind of... The tone of this, albeit given to by me, but it feels like you're as much, dare I say, you're as much of the problem as your housemate. So it feels.
I think that's true of almost every flat-related problem, though, isn't it?
I'm not sure
and
that last one.
Ends the podcast.
Someone put a dick in a jar of peanut butter.
I think Dan's just shared the blame.
I think that's Dan's fault.
Dan, if you leave the lid off, mate.
Guys, this is 50-50, all right? You bought the peanut butter. You bought the peanut butter. What was I supposed to do? Not put my dick in it? You're part of the fucking problem, mate.
I'm only human.
Okay, Celeste, you say you're a slow person.
Yeah.
Have people confronted you about it in the past? Have flatmates been found it problematic?
Quickly, come on.
Yeah. this is the thing. It's from the letter. There's no sense of the good points of maybe being slow. Or there's no
talk
sense
us through
that,
them.
Well. I think it means that you're quite considered and often you think things through well. I think I'm quite slow, but I'm very thorough. So I'm not like a slow person sense that I'm like flaky and I don't get stuff done. Like if I'm cleaning the bathroom and it's slow, it's because it is going to be immaculate.
It's going to be, you could eat your dinner off that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could fuck your dinner off that. You
can fuck your peanut butter off that.
That toilet is
Let's
so
take
clean.
This jar to the bedroom.
That toilet is so clean. I can fill it with peanut butter and really go to town.
But yeah, no, that is tricky. But it does sound to me like...
I suppose you're right, though, aren't you? Because, like, the sandwich is getting made, the coffee's getting made, it's just not getting made at the pace of that Yaroslav it wants it to be made, and he's not even the one eating that sandwich.
Yaroslav's in full flow with his dinner, though. I mean, you can picture that scene where you're like, you've got a few things on the hob, you're cooking away.
Yeah.
This is going on, that's going on. Oh, I'm just going to brew a coffee. Dinner time.
Yeah.
And then halfway through the coffee... I might start a sandwich. That's the stuff that gets you.
It's a lack of awareness, I guess, is what we're trying to down to here. It's not being aware that you're in the way.
Do you think you could put, like, because you could put, like, an occupied sign on the kitchen door, like you do with the bathroom?
You could. I was thinking that. Maybe put, like, do not disturb. That's a bit passive-aggressive. What about this? This is also passive-aggressive, but in a much sort of nicer
way, I hope.
this is what you were saying, but... It's a bit more smart.
Yes. No. It's not the same.
And quicker as well. It's not
the same thing.
It's everything and not.
It's basically, here it comes, shut your fucking mouth. I'd like to say a few words, if that's possible. Well, what about this instead? What about this instead that you you make a sandwich and brew a coffee before you do dinner? You make them at your own pace. Add 5 extra minutes onto your dinner cooking time.
And it's there.
And then when he comes in and goes, oh, I'd love a coffee, just go, hey, tell you what, I've just brewed a coffee. There's a coffee for you. I'm not going to eat this because I've made it before I eat my dinner. Have a sandwich.
I think I've just cracked this beef wide open.
Okay, all right, here we go. Here we go.
A real eureka moment.
Okay. Does it involve everyone getting their boys out?
No, don't worry. That was for the last case. This is what's really going on here, right? And here's the clue. Listen to this bit. He's not a morning person, but back when he had a job, he would wake up at the same time as I did, yeah. Right? When the other person's in the kitchen, he decides to come in and make a coffee. This is about company.
This
and
is about
loneliness
company.
And love. Like that, this person loves spending time with you, Yaroslav.
Yes.
They will set their alarm 3 or 4 hours early to get up the same time as you.
And also won't leave early for their job because they don't want to leave you.
They don't want to leave you on your own. They will make a coffee at dinner time and pretend to have just a sandwich for dinner.
No one's having a coffee at dinner. It's mad.
I mean, they're not going to have dinner. They're having a sandwich just as an excuse to be in the kitchen next to Yaroslav. They're not a morning person yet. There goes their alarm. 6 a.m. in the morning.
They're a Yaroslav person. They just want a little bit of company. Yeah.
They just want to be with Yaroslav.
So actually, when you leave for your work at 7 a.m., Yaroslav, what you don't realise is your flatmate is absolutely devoed and is
following you down the street and watching you until they have to go and got fired from their job because they weren't turning up.
They weren't showing up.
They were, yeah.
They were too busy sitting in the car park of where you work with binoculars.
Yeah.
And there's the crux of it. He usually interrupts my activities when he does anything. It's because he wants to be a part of what's going on. He wants a slice of the Yaroslav action. And who can blame him?
Absolutely. Well, I think that's beef solved. Let love shine a light in every corner of our hearts. Let the love light carry. Let your Yaroslav. Beef solved.
I didn't know what that song was.
That was Katrina and the Waves with their other song. Because you know they did Walking on Sunshine.
I'm very young.
It was the one that won Eurovision.
It was the one that it smashed Eurovision, didn't it? It was a good one.
Let a love shine a light in every corner of our hearts. Well, be solved. Yaroslav has to marry their housemates.
Yeah, and that's your first dance. Yaroslav. And we're gonna show up.
We'll be there to sing it.
Dring's going to be there as well.
We'll get to Poland.
We'll teach her the song, but she's got a hell of a singing voice. Mm-hmm. We'll back you up with that. Mm-hmm. And we'll perform in a Katrina and the Waves tribute band at your wedding.
Upsettingly, the two people in this room who can sing...
Don't know the song.
The two who are most bold with their singing.
We love to sing.
But shouldn't be singing.
You could start it slow and then make it fast. And then that would be, you know, perfect sort of harmony.
Exactly like the flatmate. God, it works on so many levels. Mm-hmm. Beef from the sorting out your beef. Ian.
Hi, Pappies.
Hi.
Hi.
How's he pronouncing Ian?
Clarky just retched there. Sorry. You're right, Clarky.
Whoa.
Pretty bad beat.
I don't react well to how to pronounce things.
Don't ask Clarky how to pronounce anything. He will puke on himself.
You know I'm dyslexic, dude. Long time listener, first time beefer.
Lovely.
Lovely. Thank you. Welcome to the show. I'm trying to turn my partner into my flatmate by finding somewhere to move in together. The problem is he vetoes every flat I suggest to him because he thinks it has some massive problem. Some recent reasons include it doesn't have a bath. Right. It doesn't have a gas hob. There is linoleum in the kitchen. It looks small. It's in a shit area.
Are these all the same places or these are different places?
Different places, different reasons.
It's the worst flat.
Here's the thing, though.
I'm just going to say, don't be an estate agent. Don't move into that flat.
Just look at one more flat, mate.
All of the above apply to the flat he lives in just now.
Oh, twist-a-roo.
So I argue that any flat we would move to would be an upgrade.
Because you'll be together.
Can I help him see reason? Brackets that I am right. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ian. Yes, because I think
there's an alarm bell a ringing.
I think the flip of this is true. The flip of the last one.
Yeah. No. Well,
go on, Clarky. Let's love shine a light on this.
Because moving's such a faff.
It's stressful.
You stay in a bad flat. You know your flat has problems, and the opportunity to move, you're like, well, I might as well get everything right. So I get that, because I've definitely moved to flats where I've been picky on things that my flat already doesn't have.
Yes.
I lived in a flat that only had a bath. So that was something that I insisted.
Had a bath.
He lived in a bath. It was like that episode of Last of the Summer Wine. Clarky would be travelling
downhill.
Constantly travelling downhill.
He can only move downhill.
That's why I was so slow to get everywhere. So then the next flat had to have a shower.
Oh, of course.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
So if your flat has shortcomings, your next flat, you want to iron those out.
Yeah, but your upgrade is the fact that you're living with the person you love.
Yes.
And that's what Ian has to say.
That's what Ian's partner isn't seeing here.
Yeah, but maybe, all right, maybe we went in too hard on Ian there. Maybe you just have to make it, because house hunting, certain people absolutely love it. Certain people absolutely hate it. Mm. Now, there are certain people who would walk past an estate agent and every time they'd want to look into the window, see what's going on, who look at Zoopla for fun, and, you know...
Psychopaths. Fuck it. Freaks.
Well, I was actually describing my wife. I don't think is a psychopath. But, like, you know, the kind of people who watch location, they enjoy that sort of the idea of it. Other people, and I probably count myself in that category, find it a little bit stress-making. So, when we came to move house most recently, I found looking around houses to be a little bit stressful. So maybe that's all it is. And it wasn't that I didn't want to move in with my wife. Obviously, I did. But the stress of looking around the houses. And also, you know, I think you're right, Clarky. Sometimes you see a place and you go, it's nice. But is it perfect?
Yeah, you can always do better. There will always be something.
You can always do better. In flats and not in partners, we cannot stress this enough.
There are big alarm bells ringing here for me. Because the partner isn't looking. The partner's not making suggestions. This is one-way traffic here. Look at the opening sentence. What does Ian say? I am trying to make my...
I'm trying to turn my partner into my flatmate.
And the partner is not for turning. This is going one way. It's not like we've agreed to move in together and they're not bringing enough flats into the situation. It feels like this is...
Yeah, but don't you have to say something funnier than that, though? Do you want to be our guest on Dark Chat? That's it, buddy. This is the end of the road.
I'll be there for the Dark Chat. I think Ian needs to go big, break up with the partner, move into a really nice flat, then invite them round for dinner, Let them see what they could have won.
Well,
and then they'll be begging to move in.
I
then
am.
You one charge thing them I would try rent. As well. We had this with looking for Edinburgh accommodation, and there was one person. It tends to be the person who is not looking that also goes, "Oh, but this isn't right," or the yes. sink's there. That I don't like the bathroom. You know, kitchen's too small. Whatever it is, because they're not having to learn the reality by going and finding these and seeing what's actually out there.
That's a good
so
point.
The other thing that they could do is just somehow pass the burden of responsibility of looking for places onto the part
fake
that they're
accident.
Trying to turn. Yeah, fake. Just
I've broken both my arms.
Yeah,
I can't log into Zoopla. Yeah, yeah. I think that's true. Actually, if you make it a thing that you that they are invested in themselves, then they're going to be a bit more like, oh, I found this place. That maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's that Ian's partner, I found this amazing place. You know, I think it's absolutely fantastic. That's the kind of enthusiasm you want that he should be bringing back to
Ian.
Or
even if it's not enthusiasm, it's just Ian's partner's dreams have to die as well. He's got to go and look around. He's got to go and instigate looking at some
Darcher.
Shit from
it's
property.
It's Darcher again.
I'm a one-trick pony. But if he has to go through that process of learning, because our Edinburgh person was just like, oh, it's easy to find flats. And then when he realised actually it's really difficult,
Name
he was much more willing.
Name names.
Brett Goldstein was much
Brett
more
Goldstein.
Willing.
Brett Goldstein.
Of course.
Love him.
Friend
Lovely
of our
boy.
Podcast, Brett Goldstein. I will say one thing,
And he
thing,
found
though.
The flat and he was a legend. So
he found
works.
The flat, but then you ended up, you and Freya, your double act partner in Lazy Susan.
Please, can we not publicise this?
Okay.
We fucked a jar of peanut butter.
You had to share a room together.
Yeah.
And then at one point when I came round to see you guys, you were sleeping in a sort of cot you'd made by pushing two sofas together.
Yeah.
That was really like a sort of child's cot.
Yeah.
That's not
so I'm failing to see the problem. I'm waiting for there to be a problem in this.
So Edinburgh. I built a brilliant fort.
Yeah. No, but we had to share a room because we didn't. We always said we'll try and share a room if we can. Right. It was part of the specification because we didn't have enough money to have our own rooms, really.
Sure.
But we had two double beds in our room.
Did you have windows?
And a cot.
And then the cot was in the living room.
That was just like an affectation.
Well, that was like when boyfriends would come and stay. And one
and
of
your
us
boyfriend
would go in the
insists
cot.
On sleeping on
yeah,
a cot.
Yeah, would want to see one of us in the cot.
Is that why you're wearing a bonnet and holding an oversized lollipop as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we don't need to get into the play of that. That's really dark chat.
He likes what
Pitch
he likes.
Pitch black chats. See your dark chat.
Night chat.
Okay, what about if Ian just moves in to this guy's flat?
It's not a bad idea.
Because look, they said his flat is kind of compromised. It's got linoleum and everything. Why doesn't he just pitch in, turn up at the door and say, look, pack my bags.
Yeah.
Last night, pre-flight. But like, I'm all in. Here we go.
Yeah.
Move in.
I think that's actually a good plan.
Yeah.
Call his bluff.
Until eventually he goes, do you know what? I quite like linoleum floors. They're all right. We don't need a gas hob. You can cook off electric. It's fine.
Wear the boy down.
Wear the boy down.
Mm-hmm.
But you've solved.
From the sorting out your
beef. Solved.
So Matt writes, in Edinburgh.
Please, front names only.
Yeah. Matt. Hello, Matt. Matt in Edinburgh, or in fact, he's not in Edinburgh, he will be in Edinburgh. He says, in Edinburgh, I'm staying in a flat with two other comedians.
Oh, no.
We've all ended up paying the same amount for the flat.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Same, all in caps.
£50,000.
It will be something like that, yeah. However, there are three, all in caps, different sizes of rooms. Small, medium and large. We are struggling to know who gets what room for the whole month and making it fair. This is a tricky beef, isn't it?
That is a tricky
beef. Because we've all been involved in the Edinburgh flat share.
Yeah.
For many years, since 2006.
Yeah.
Not for me, I'd like to stress.
Not for you, because you're incredibly, incredibly young. Yeah. Oh, happy 17th, by the way.
Thank you.
No, she's just dressed that way because of her boyfriend.
Congratulations on your GCSEs.
So,
we've all shared...
Open and shut, closed beefcase for me.
Oh, hello.
Okay, here we go. You've got an open and closed shut beefcase. What do you
think? I've got an idea here too, so let's see.
It's a bit of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It adds to the game of things.
Sure.
You draw lots. Who doesn't love drawing lots? Everyone loves drawing lots. The stakes are high. You get in there, everyone knows which room they want. Boom, there are the straws. Off you go.
Well, do you know what? In fact, why don't we draw the lots? How's that?
Okay.
Okay, I'll do it now with these bits of paper.
Okay, we're going to sort this. Well, let's hear Clarkie's suggestion first.
Clarkie's suggestion first.
Let's get Clarkie's suggestion out of the way. And then
I know. This is way more exciting.
Because what we can do is we can say, right, you're listening, Matt, right?
Matt, are you listening?
Tell us now. You've got it in your head.
Tell us that, Matt.
In your head.
Out loud.
Matt, shout out if you're listening.
So Matt, you're comedian number one in your head. You're number one. Then you, in your head now, decide who is comedian number two. And if anything, you could text them, say, look, you're comedian number two. Yeah. And then label the other person comedian number three. So you know who the three comedians are, mm-hmm. right? Comedian one's Matt. And then you know who comedian two or three are. We'll draw the lots.
Yeah.
Our say is final.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Because the other ways are what? You swap rooms halfway through?
No.
You don't want to do that, do you? You've made your home your home.
Well, the other boring point that I would make, and you can cut this out, but if Matt is listening before he hears the lots, decide on a price for each room with everyone so that when the lots are drawn, no one can feel like it's unfair.
Well, the problem with Edinburgh is that you probably just got your budget, so no one would actively pay more.
Well, no, here's the exciting thing about the lots game that I was going to add, which is even more spicy, is you draw the lots, your rooms are your rooms, but that's when the bartering starts. Because if you really don't want the small room and you've drawn the small room, then you know there's an element of, here we go in the gameplay. You want the large room? I'm interested. Make me an offer. I'll give you £40. I'll do two hours flyering for you.
Yes, good. I'll build you a cot.
I'll build you a cot when your boyfriend comes to stay. You can borrow my bonnet. We're into dark chat. So, like, but all that
Here's
kind of stuff.
Here's a jar of peanut butter. You know, like all I that won't stuff. Judge.
That's the bartering. And then you're going, okay, or I'll cook you a breakfast every morning.
You won't,
though,
will
I'm talking
you?
About it. So, you know, all I'm saying is, or I'll give you a lift home. Then you're into the bar and then you make your final deals. Then the rooms are sorted.
Okay.
There's entertainment then.
I've got three lots here. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Have you written on them?
No, because you're going to be the comedians, aren't you?
Okay.
Okay.
So one
Celeste, do you want to be comedian one, Matt?
Okay, I'm Matt.
Or comedian, okay.
Okay. And then Clarkie, you're comedian two?
I am.
When's your show?
It's 2:30 at the Caves.
Okay, enjoy yourself.
2:30 at the Caves.
You got an inhaler.
You're comedian
three.
I don't
have asthma until the end of the festival, and then then it's a real problem.
I'm comedian three.
You're comedian three.
I'm doing a 45-minute show this year. I don't do the 4-year hour until next year.
Of course, you want to make sure
there's
a lot of us
eligible for newcomer. Okay, so we'll start with comedian one as
Matt.
Matt, would you like to draw one out?
Oh, God.
Okay, good luck, Matt. All right. We don't know if that's the longest, shortest, or whatever. Comedian two.
It looks pretty long, though, Matt.
It looks pretty long.
Yeah, but that's perspective. I'm tiny. I'm a tiny baby.
Look, I'm not your boyfriend.
Giant in my tiny hands.
I'm not your boyfriend. Stop trying to chat me up.
Comedian two, pull that one out.
Oh, comedian two is swinging, I'm afraid to say.
And that means comedian three gets that one. If you'd like to... If you'd like to...
They're
hold them all together.
Long. Okay.
Okay. So comedian one. Comedian Sorry, two.
They're very close to... Okay. So comedian two has the biggest room.
Oh, Matt.
Comedian
No, but Matt will then
three
have the cheapest room.
Has the medium room. And Matt, I'm afraid you've got the small
you've
room,
got
baby.
The smallest room.
I'm so sorry.
Oh. So now let bartering commence.
Exactly.
I mean, we can't do that bit for you.
No.
But let's just confirm those results.
Fair's fair, though. I mean, if you go to the comedians now and go, look, Pappies have sorted it for us. I'm in the smallest room.
The comedians will probably say, who the fuck are Pappies? You remember those guys? No. I don't.
Well, Matt, I wish it could have gone better for you, but I'm afraid Beef Law is final. So
exactly, and that is an open and shut, closed beefcase. Wallop.
Beef from the sorting out your beef saved.
Okay, so Celeste, you've got a beef you've brought here from your own life with your flatmates.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us, please?
So the beef is that basically I'm a fresh air gal. I like
Al fresco.
Yeah.
Raised in the wild.
Yeah, I was raised by wolves.
you're raised in wolves.
Yeah, sorry. A technicality. I like open windows, fresh air.
Sure.
My flatmate does not like windows open. Like, if I have a shower, open the window, let the steam out.
Absolutely, yeah.
No.
No.
Wow.
No. Do you shower with your flatmate?
Is that not normal?
Do you have an extractor fan?
No, I don't think so.
In which case, then, yeah, got to open that window.
Yeah, but, yeah, he's not a big fan of having the windows open, and I find it sort of cloying.
He's not a big weed smoker. He's not a hot boxer. He's not trying to do...
Oh, what am I?
Trying to hot box the shower.
trying to hot box the entire house.
I can't like this for love nor money.
Okay, so you want windows open. He wants windows closed. Is it going to be an open, closed, shut Beefcase? Let's find out. Tom?
Yes, I'll go and get Fanshawe.
You go and get
Fanshawe.
He's
here.
Oh.
He's outside.
He's outside. Oh, okay.
Great. Okay. He's just had lunch.
Okay, brilliant. It's a tricky door. Celeste loving it. That door open. Gust of fresh air.
Oh, wow.
Here he comes.
In he comes. It's a hell of a hat he's wearing
today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen of the podcast. Heavy door. Strong arms. Woolen socks. That's the writing on my letterhead.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I got a look at that.
Thank you for that letter. That was quite legally threatening.
No worries. Yeah, I'm very, very officious. Well, happy to be here in the studio, under the ground, down the stairs. What's under there?
We're about five stories up.
Yeah, I don't know how I got here. Heavy lunch.
He's the upside down emoji.
Heavy lunch. Well, there's Celeste. Now, you don't mind me calling you Celeste?
No, I don't.
Bless you. Hearing you there that. Talk about...
Bless you.
Bless you. Hearing you there talk about the air. It got me thinking. We folks, we live here in a small town, high off the ground, tall as a hill. Not on a hill, but across from a hill. Same height as that hill. So how's that happening? Because there's the hill, and we're the same height as that hill, but we ain't on no hill. So what's going on there? Nature's mystery. Our town. Is it a mountain? Surely not. It reminds me of a way that we learn about that. Man came by. One of them dead tape measures.
Take a break for a second.
No. I'm getting to the nub of the point right now.
Do you live on a nub?
Man came by. Could it be a nub? Letter went up in the town square. Is it a nub? Hell, the nub group come along waving their signs. This ain't no nub town. I said I wasn't in the nub group. I'm a hillock. I'm supporting the hillock guys. They said, well, if it's a hillock, how are you the same size as the hill? Hillocks ain't as big as a hill. I said, where dad written? Where dad written, you nubbists? Oh, it's getting tested now. People say the nub. People say the hillock. Who knows? No one knows. One man said a grassy knoll. What are you talking about? Zapruder? Get out of town. We sick of your shit. It was a long job. Get out of here.
It's got very Mr. T today.
I got a cold. I came all the way down these stairs into this basement. Anyway, is it a nub? Is it a hillock? Is it a knoll? An inlet? Gotta be on water to be an inlet.
Yeah.
We chucked that out early doors. Here's the point.
Oh, good. You're living on a point.
Turns out we weren't looking at a hill at all. It was just a really...
Oh, no.
Shiny rock.
What? What is going on?
Reflection of the town. Reflection of the people of that town. Maybe you're your own fresh air.
Well, speaking of fresh air, I gotta get me to the latrine. God bless, Celeste. And good luck. And I really do mean that. Bye.
See you later, Fanshawe. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, there we go. That was something else. He's gone to the latrine for some fresh air. Tom.
Oh.
Tom Hat.
Tom, you missed a treat.
You absolutely
I mean, I don't know.
There was some...
How was that?
Well, it's hard to tell, really.
It is hard to tell.
I think it's fair to say he's tired. He's a tired old workhorse, is our Fanshawe.
He's worked. He's had a long career.
But did that solve your problem?
Yeah. not the one that I asked him about, but a different one.
Celeste, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything you'd like to tell our audiences about?
Soylent Green. No, not really.
What about your radio show that's still on the Radio 4 website?
Yeah, so there's a Lazy Susan radio show on Radio 4 at the moment. And we're probably doing gigs and stuff.
It's called the East Coast Listening Post. That might be quite useful if you want to hear it.
Plug it properly.
Radio 4, well, the East Coast Listening Post.
It's on the Sounds app.
Yeah, and then, I've got a fair bit of downtime on at the moment, so if anyone wants to hang out or... drop me a line on Twitter.
Just always fancies a little bit of dark chat.
Dark chat.
Happy to do it.
Yeah.
Celeste Ring, thanks so much for coming on
B-Y-O-B.
The show.
BYOB.
BYOB.
Bring your own bonnet.
From the sorting out your beef. Solved. There it is.
Wowee.
Done. Sorry, Matt.
Sorry, Matt. You're in the smallest room, but our word is final.
But you're in our hearts.
There's the rules.
And the hearts of listeners, dears. And that is a large room.
That's the largest room of the house.
It is. It's a very large room. So if you're enjoying the podcast, please show your love by supporting us on Patreon. There are lots of tiers for you to join. Anything from $2 a month to get involved in. And we cannot do this without your support.
We absolutely can't.
There's loads of lovely bonus footage coming your way if you're
absolutely
on the Patreon.
Yes.
Yeah. So please do support us there.
Also, we are going to be doing some live shows of our Flatshare Slamdown podcast, which I'm sure you all enjoy. We're going to be at the End of the Road Comedy Festival. The End of the Road Festival. We're at the comedy bit of it. And that is on the 30th of August.
Oh, yeah.
Always and a good festival.
That's always good fun.
Oh, it's a beaut. Yeah. And then we're also at the London Podcast Festival on the 8th of September.
You love to plug that, don't you?
I do. It's like my one bit, isn't it?
It's become it's your
like
bit.
My little role.
You love plugging it, yeah.
I'm going to be
7:30.
I think it might be 7.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I've come unstuck.
Oh, no.
It's going to get taken from me, isn't it?
I'm afraid so.
Oh.
Just Google it, listener dear, and we'll find out.
I tell you what, Clarky, that's yours, mate.
Cheers, man.
Not only are you the only one allowed to promote it, you're the only one who's going to show up.
Finally, the one-man podcast. I'm going to be up at the Edinburgh Festival during August with a show called Parioki. If you can Google that and you can buy tickets, they're all online. And I'll be previewing throughout July in London. So if you want to come along, check out my Twitter feed for that.
Yes, at Thomas P. And also I'm doing a show Sunday mornings on Radio X with Ed Gamble. If you'd like to listen to that, it's 8 a.m. till 11 a.m.
It's the perfect way to start a Sunday.
Perfect way to start a Sunday. Mm. If you can't be bothered to wake up, then listen to it on a podcast as well.
Beautiful.
Lovely stuff.
Leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars order. Do it.
Yes.
Stand by for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
And don't forget that this episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Please be upstanding for tonight's Patreon Neighborhood Watch Party Roll Call.
Oh. He's desperate for a feed. It's Mark Reed. Perry, breathe in.
He's covered himself in ham. It's Carl Stoltzman.
He's taking some pills. It's Rob Mills. We've partied ourselves out.
He popped his finger between my folds. It's John Reynolds.
Mm.
Oh no, I've gone blank on this one.
He's the son of God. It's Dan Carpenter.
Get on your feet, join the party. Here he is, Christopher Moriarty. That concludes tonight's Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call party.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.